Gary Baldwin prefers to find parts for his 1953 Willys Jeep pickup truck rather than buying them. And it shows when he pops open the hood.
So there's a lot of parts from different vehicles from the dump in here. This air cleaner's out of a Toyota. The cable for the throttle is a Subaru cable. The gas pedal's a Chevy truck.
Baldwin inherited this classic from a former principal in the school district, who would drive it on the local trails when the snow wasn't too deep.
People tell me it was driven to Quinnahawk, and I know it used to be driven back and forth between Unapacheck because he worked in both of those villages.
Baldwin, who is the district superintendent, says he drove it daily until he retired. It takes a lot of work for a car lover to maintain a vehicle in Bethel, and that's a big part of why Zach Huckstep decided to organize the city's first car show. Huckstep showed up with his 1971 Toyota Brown. It's basically a Land Cruiser, and on the morning of the show, he converted its flatbed into a temporary playpen so he could keep his toddler under control while he did some last-minute polishing.
That's an indicator.
Visitors who peeked inside got to see its long leather seats and a perfect Lego replica of the vehicle.
Did I tell you about the Lego garage? So I didn't want to geek out too much, but I actually have like a Lego garage with like all the tools in a garage and a lift and everything for that Lego truck.
That Lego garage is actually the only one Huckstep owns. He doesn't have a life-size one in Bethel. And that's been a problem because Bethel's dust storms can wreck a paint job. And replacement paint, like every other part that makes its way to town, isn't cheap. Neither is getting these vehicles to Bethel.
It was shipped from Australia all the way to, I believe, San Diego. And the funny thing was is that it was actually cheaper to ship from Australia to America than it was to ship from Anchorage to Bethel.
Napa Auto Parts, the only car parts shop in town, welcomed the show. And it was a team effort. Alaska Commercial donated hot dogs and hamburgers. Then Napa employees grilled them for visitors. It wasn't just cars that showed up. There's a brand new four-wheeler, one of the more popular vehicles in the region, and a cherry red Vespa. But Don Roberts brought arguably the most practical vehicle, a new Bobcat. For today's show, he put a 6-foot-long snowblower on the front of it. But Roberts says there's probably 75 different tools he can swap into that spot.
God, there's numerous attachments. You can put grass cutters on here, post hole diggers, backhoes will go on it. Anything that will go on a tractor will go on the front of this. I can't name all of them. There's just so many things that will go on this.
But it was Jimmy Gwynn who brought the showstopper, a big shiny sun yellow truck from 1942. He says it was a rare find because most of them were shipped off to war in World War II. He had it shipped up from Seattle. It rarely leaves the garage. It's easy to admire the inside, with its yellow and black stripes and a classic dashboard. But many are struck by how well-maintained it is.
The reason why I like it is because it's, like, almost impossible to keep it clean. I wonder how they even got here without getting it dirty.
It is beautiful. Oh, this is beautiful. Yeah, like a Tonka tour.
And in the end, when all of the votes were counted, Gwynn's truck won best in show.
And so don't run away too far, Jimmy. You also ended up with the People's Choice and first place.
Still, he says the best part of the day was getting to hang out with all the other gearheads in town.
All these cars have just lots of love in them. Doesn't matter if they're beat up or if they're brand new or whatever, that owners really love every one of them. So that's what makes owning a car like this fun, is because everybody cares.
And who knows what wacky cars might roll up next year. In Bethel, I'm Sunny Bean.